This is Bob Decker, volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona, with this week's Listener Beware. This week I'll be reading articles on travel and vacation scams to be aware of. With the summer travel season upon us, there are many destinations you might consider for a visit. Some advanced preparation and knowledge may help your experience to be a better one. There are many ways to identify and book travel arrangements. You may receive travel offers for destinations you never considered visiting, and sometimes these offers may seem too good to be true. Our first article comes from the Federal Trade Commission, and it discusses travel scams. Avoid scams when you travel. You may get a call, a text message, or a flyer in the mail. Or maybe you'll see an online ad promising free or low-cost vacations. Scammers and dishonest companies are often behind these offers. You may end up paying hidden fees, or worse, after you pay, you might find out it's all a scam. Common travel scams. Free vacations. You've probably seen online ads for free vacations, or you may have gotten emails, calls, or text messages saying you've won a vacation, even though you never entered a contest. If you respond to these offers, you'll quickly learn that you have to pay some fees and taxes first, so your free vacation isn't really free. A legitimate company won't ask you to pay for a free prize. Robocalls about vacation deals. You might get robocalls offering you vacation deals at a discount price. Robocalls from companies trying to sell you something are illegal unless the company's got written permission, directly from you, to call you that way. If someone is already breaking the law by robocalling you without permission, there's a good chance it's a scam. At the very least, it's a company you don't want to do business with. International travel document scams. You might see sites that claim to be able to help you to get an international travel visa, passport, or other documents. These sites are just copycats of the U.S. Department of State website. But these sites charge you high fees, including fees for services that are free on the U.S. Department of State's website. International driving permit scams. An international driving permit, IDP, translates your government-issued driver's license into 10 languages. Scammers create websites to sell fake IDPs, or try to sell them to you in person or in some other way. If you buy a fake IDP, you'll be paying for a worthless document. But, even worse, you also could face legal problems or travel delays if you're detained for using it to drive in a foreign country. Only the U.S. Department of State, the American Automobile Association, AAA, and the American Automobile Touring Alliance, AATA, are authorized to issue IDPs. Vacation home scams. These days, it's easy to connect directly with property owners who advertise their vacation homes online. But scammers are also trying to get your rental booking. For example, they hijack real estate listings and advertise them as their own. So when you show up for your vacation, you find out that other people are also booked for the same property. You have no place to stay and your money is gone. Other scammers don't bother with real rentals. They make up listings for places that aren't really for rent or don't exist. Charter flight scams. You may get a flyer in the mail, see an ad, or hear from someone in your community about an offer to travel by private plane to someplace you'd like to go. The offer may even include lodging and sightseeing tours. You think you're signing up for a charter flight and vacation package, but after you pay, you find out it's all a scam. The U.S. Department of Transportation, DOT, Special Authorities Division, maintains a list of approved public charter flights. If the charter filing is not approved by DOT before the package is sold, you're probably dealing with a dishonest charter operator. Signs of a scam. Scammers say it's a free vacation that you have to pay for. They often try to get your attention by saying you've won something, but then making you pay to get it. If you have to pay, it's not really free. And all those fees and taxes can add up to hundreds of dollars. Scammers don't give specific details about the travel offer. The offer says you'll stay at a 5-star resort or go on a luxury cruise ship. But if the organizer can't or won't give you more specific details, like the address of the hotel or the cruise company's name, walk away. Scammers say the only way to pay for your vacation rental is by wire transfer, gift card, or cryptocurrency. This is how they ask you to pay, because once they've collected the money, it's almost impossible to get it back. That's a scam every time. Scammers pressure you to make a quick decision about a vacation package or rental. If someone says you have to decide whether to buy a travel package or rent a vacation property right away, don't do it. Scammers want to rush you. So move on and find another option. Scammers advertise premium vacation properties for super cheap prices. Is a rent a lot less than comparable rentals? Below market rent could be a sign of a scam. Three ways to avoid travel scams. Don't sign or pay until you know the terms of the deal. Get a copy of the cancellation and refund policies before you pay. If you can't get those details, walk away. Say no thanks to anyone who tries to rush you without giving you the time to consider the offer. Do some research. Look up travel companies, hotels, rentals, and agents with the words scam, review, or complaint. See what others have to say about them before you commit. Also, check that the address of the property really exists. If the property is located in a resort, call the front desk and confirm their location and other details in the contract. 3. Don't pay with wire transfers, gift cards, or cryptocurrency. Dishonest travel package promoters might tell you to pay in one of these ways, but that's a sure sign of a scam. If you pay with wire transfers, gift cards, or cryptocurrencies, and there's a problem with what you paid for, you lose your money, and there's likely no way to track it or get it back. How to shop for travel. Get recommendations from trusted sources. Talk to family and friends or other trusted sources about good travel agencies, vacation rentals, hotels, and travel packages. Check out comparison websites and apps. Travel apps can help you search for airfares and hotel rates, and some even give you fare alerts and real-time deals. But make sure you know whether you're buying from the app company or the actual airline or resort. It can affect things like whether you can get a refund or travel points, and the price for services like changing or canceling a flight. Also, make sure you know whether you're buying a ticket or just making a reservation. Ask about mandatory hotel resort fees and taxes. You can't compare rates for different hotels unless you know about all the fees. If you're not sure whether a hotel's website is showing you the total price, call the hotel and ask about the resort fee or any other mandatory charge. Also ask about taxes, which may be significant in many places. If you're buying travel insurance, be sure the agency is licensed. Find out whether an agency is licensed at the website of the U.S. Travel Insurance Association. Make a copy of your insurance card to take with you when you go on the trip. Check that the charter flights are listed on the approved public charter flights of the U.S. Department of Transportation before you pay. Also, check out the charter's operator with the local travel agents to see if they know the operator is legitimate, or contact the American Society of Travel Advisors. The U.S. Department of Transportation website has more tips on what to know about these charter flights. Report travel scams. If you think you may have been targeted by a travel scam, report it to the FTC at reportfraud.ftc.gov and to your state attorney general's office. If you're planning to travel by air, you need to be aware of the documents you'll need to have in advance of boarding. Our next article is from the Arizona Department of Transportation, and it discusses the newly required Real ID credential and how to obtain one. Arizona Travel ID. The Arizona Travel ID is a credential that complies with federal Real ID mandates and is available as both a driver's license and identification card. The circle with a star shows that it's ready for TSA airport security. Plan on getting your Arizona Travel ID at least 2 weeks prior to your trip to allow for shipping. Required documents. Before applying for your travel ID, you will need to gather the required documents. One proof of identity document, an original or certified birth certificate, unexpired U.S. passport, or passport card. Social Security number. No document is needed, though you will have to provide your complete Social Security number. 2 proof of Arizona residency documents. 2 documents from different sources with your name and current Arizona residential address, such as utility bill, credit card or bank statement, insurance policy, government document. For a full list of accepted documents, please see the Arizona Department of Transportation website. Note, if your current legal name is different from the one shown on a document, you must show legal proof of name change, such as a marriage certificate, divorce decree, or court order. Applying for a travel ID. Current Arizona residents? Get started on AZMVD now to see if you are eligible to apply online or make an MVD office appointment. No Arizona driver's license or ID? Visit an MVD office or authorized third-party driver's license location with your required documents. The cost is $25. Arizona Travel ID FAQs. Am I required to obtain a travel ID? No, however, starting May 7, 2025, a Real ID compliant driver's license or other identification will be required for domestic air travel or to enter restricted federal buildings. Visit the TSA website for a full list of Real ID compliant documents. How much longer can I use my non-travel Arizona driver's license or identification card to board an aircraft or to enter restricted federal buildings and military bases? Starting May 7th, a Real ID compliant driver's license or other identification will be required for domestic air travel or to enter restricted federal buildings. Visit the TSA website for a full list of Real ID compliant documents. Will the travel ID contain a radio frequency identification or RFID chip? No. State law prohibits the travel ID from containing an RFID chip. How long will my travel ID be valid? In most cases, the Real ID compliant Arizona travel ID is valid for 8 years. Exceptions apply, including for drivers age 65 or older, whose licenses are currently valid for 5 years. That 5-year limit also applies to the Arizona travel ID. For non-U.S. citizens who have authorized legal presence, the expiration date will be based off immigration documents presented, not to exceed 8 years. How long will it take to get my travel ID to arrive in the mail? Your travel ID will take up to 2 weeks to arrive in the mail. What if I don't have an original or certified birth certificate? If you don't have an original or certified birth certificate, you can use another proof of identification document, such as an unexpired U.S. passport, passport card, permanent resident card, or U.S. certificate of citizenship. See the full list of accepted documents on the DOT website. If you need a certified copy of an Arizona birth certificate, the Arizona Department of Health Services now accepts online orders with expedited processing. What if I don't have 2 proof of Arizona residency documents? If you don't have 2 proof of Arizona residency documents, you may complete an Arizona residency affidavit to use as 1 proof of residency. You will still need to provide 1 additional proof of Arizona residency document. See the full list of accepted documents. Vacation accommodations have gone well beyond the traditional hotel rooms of the past. It is possible to rent entire homes, apartments, or individual rooms in a home through applications such as Airbnb. The next article from Reader's Digest may help you to avoid scams that may involve these services. Reader's Digest, The 9 Most Common Airbnb Scams and How to Avoid Them, by Jamie Stathis, reviewed by Chuck Brooks, and updated December 19, 2024. Short-term rentals are a popular way to book lodging for a vacation, but you need to be cautious when choosing one so you don't fall victim to an Airbnb scam. When you're deciding between a hotel and an Airbnb, there are a lot of reasons to choose the latter. Popular home and apartment rentals give you more space and a homier feel while you're traveling. Plus, they can save you money on restaurants, since you'll likely have your own kitchen. But one unwanted side of the model's success is an increase in Airbnb scams. Airbnb is a legitimate company, and most of its hosts are honest and welcoming. But the rise in online scams in general makes Airbnb a target for fraudsters. The overwhelming majority of users will be happy with their results, but whenever there's a lot of money trading hands globally, especially at long distances, when you can't personally inspect the property and vet every promise, it's going to attract the attention of scammers, says Monica Eaton, founder and owner of the fraud solutions company Chargebacks 911. And money is absolutely changing hands on Airbnb by the fistful. Users booked more than 448 million nights and experiences in 2023. So it pays, literally, to be diligent when booking a property on Airbnb. While it's no easy task to figure out how to identify a scammer, we talked to experts who shared their top tips. Read on to learn about the top scams to look out for on Airbnb and how to avoid them. Can you get ripped off on Airbnb? Absolutely. You can get scammed on Airbnb just like almost anywhere else money changes hands. In 2023, Airbnb generated $9.92 billion in revenue and $4.9 billion in net income. With that kind of cash flowing around, there are bound to be scammers, though the number of scams that are specific to Airbnb isn't clear. However, Airbnb scams were definitely on the rise in 2023, according to the Associated Press report. It's safe to assume the same will be true of 2024 when the numbers are crunched. The good news is that both guests and hosts are protected through the company's platform, so knowing how to recognize common Airbnb scams and their signs will help keep you safe. The cardinal rule of the internet ought to be, if it's too good to be true and costs you money, it's probably a scam, Eaton says. Below are nine Airbnb scams to keep an eye out for. The multiple listing scam. The host lists the same property at a different price points to double book it. Then they rent the property to the highest bidder. When looking for an Airbnb, you can easily scan through several dozen listings to find the right one. Keep an eye out for properties that look the same or similar. If you see a property listed at multiple price points, stay clear. The fake listing scam. Scammers can make a fake listing with an address that doesn't exist. After you've laid out the cash and showed up with your luggage, you realize there's nowhere to stay. Airbnb does its best to remove these listings. It deleted 59,000 of them last year and prevented another 157,000 of them from getting on the platform at all. But persistent scammers will circumvent Airbnb by continuously creating new accounts. Google is your friend when sussing out this common Airbnb scam. It's better to find out before arriving in Phoenix that the address of your four-bedroom rental with a pool actually belongs to a pizzeria. An internet search of the address can help determine if the property exists, says Alicia Schiller, Senior Director of Investigations and Media Relations for the Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin. The perfect images scam. Some people search for the fanciest places to stay while others search for the cheapest. Regardless of what you're looking for, be realistic. Just like in catfishing schemes, don't be lured by perfect images that may have been photoshopped or highly filtered. The host may put up fake or doctored images that make the property seem significantly nicer than it really is, says Kevin Roundy, a security and AI researcher at Andromeda Security. Some of these photos may be of the actual property but are highly edited, and other photos might be of a completely different property. Take a minute to do a reverse image search to make sure photos from listings are not stock photos or stolen from somewhere else online, Roundy suggests. You can do this kind of search from either your smartphone or a computer. Too good to be true scam. Exactly what it sounds like. You think you found one of the coolest and cheapest Airbnbs, but your expectations will be crushed when you walk through the front door. We all want to get a great deal, but a property that's ridiculously low priced is often an indicator that something isn't right, Eaton says. If you find a Honolulu beachside home for $80 a day, you should probably dig a lot deeper before reaching for your credit card. Do a little bit of homework. While it may be tempting to fall for the great deal, there's always the possibility that it isn't as great as you think it'll be. Eaton says that the Airbnb listings, the average prices for its properties by location, city, and date. So, if you find a property that dramatically deviates from the norm, raise an eyebrow. If you're still tempted to take a chance on it, Roundy suggests finding out if the host's identity has been verified by Airbnb, which you can find on the host profile. You can also ask for a video walkthrough. And, of course, read reviews to see what other renters have to say. Just be aware, scammers could fake those too. The fake review scam. In this scam, hosts create fake Airbnb accounts and then write and post glowing reviews for their own properties. They may even enlist friends and family to write positive reviews for them too. This boosts their average rating and tricks renters into believing the place is nicer than it is. How to avoid it? Look for properties with several hundred reviews. It's difficult for scammers to post that many fake ones. Also, don't discount any 2- and 3-star reviews. These are likelier to be legitimate. The bait and switch scam. In this scam, a property is advertised as a travel bargain, but the price inflates when it comes time to pull out your wallet. With Airbnb, this typically happens right before you're set to arrive. The host advises the guests that the rental they booked is no longer available, and they're offered an alternative, lower-quality rental instead, explains consumer privacy advocate Paul Bischoff. One common reason that they cite for the switch is the property you booked developed a horrible plumbing issue. In reality, the original rental might never have existed, he says. It's tricky to spot a liar, especially when we want to believe something is real. But reading reviews, reverse searching images, and checking the address, the tips we've offered for other scams, gives you a better chance of getting the Airbnb you think you're getting. The illegal listing scam. Many U.S. cities, such as New York and Las Vegas, have banned or significantly restricted short-term rentals, typically considered 30 days or fewer. But that doesn't stop scammers from listing their homes in these cities on Airbnb. So you may arrive at the address only to be told by the building security that you can't stay there. At that point, your only option is usually to pony up for a hotel stay at last-minute prices. Before booking your stay, do a quick online search of your destination's laws around short-term rentals. If you do get scammed, you might be able to get back any money you paid the host from Airbnb, but don't count on being reimbursed for your hotel stay. The outside payment scam. This is when a host asks a guest to pay them directly through PayPal, bank transfers, or even cryptocurrency. You should absolutely never do this. It's possible that these hosts are just trying to avoid Airbnb's fees, but it could also be a scheme to prevent guests from being able to report any fraud to Airbnb directly. Their objective is to make it more difficult for you to find them and recover your money because cash transactions are tough to recoup, says Eaton. Not following Airbnb's payment rules is playing right into the scammer's hands. Don't ever interact with a host outside of the Airbnb platform, particularly when it comes to paying for it, advises John Blesso, an Airbnb host in New York's Hudson Valley. The site was designed to protect both hosts and guests, he says, and it's a red flag if someone wants to communicate or make a payment off the site. In fact, Airbnb explicitly forbids this, except in specific circumstances. Certain off-site payments are permitted only when permission has been granted in advance by Airbnb and guests are made aware of it prior to booking, the company says. This may include payment for extraneous costs, such as an all-inclusive fee at a resort, or timeshares, security deposits, pet fees, valet parking, gym fees, and local or occupancy taxes. But if you're not informed of this before you pay, consider it a scam. The false charges scam. One of the risks of operating an Airbnb is that guests sometimes break or damage items at the home. When that happens, they're entitled to a reimbursement. But if your host is a scammer, they may try to charge you for damages after your stay, even though none occurred. How to avoid it? Just like when you rent a car, it's a good idea to take photos of the property when you first arrive, particularly if you notice anything that's not in picture-perfect condition, and when you leave. If you do notice damage at check-in, be sure to send your photos to your host right away via the Airbnb platform. Then if you get a reimbursement request, respond as quickly as possible, submitting your evidence to Airbnb. If Airbnb decides you're not responsible, you won't have to pay. Signs of an Airbnb scam. In addition to the red flags we walked you through above, you should keep these signs of possible Airbnb scams in mind. The listing seems thin. Eaton warns if a host profile is incomplete, it could be a warning sign. If you're their first guest, that could be another. Every honest property owner had to begin with his or her first guest at some point. But when there really isn't much to go on, it's hard to know what you're getting. The host sends a message with a suspicious link. Cybersecurity experts unanimously agree that you should never click on any unknown link in any message, not just on Airbnb. One of the major scams involves sending out links to a bogus site that mirrors the look and feel of the Airbnb site, but is actually counterfeit, Eaton says. This could be a type of phishing in which the scammer is attempting to steal your personal or financial information. The host is slow to respond to messages. When you're booking a place to stay, hosts should be responsive to your communications with them. One of the things that makes Airbnb a host a superhost is their speed of getting back to you. If you feel like your host is ghosting you after you've paid for your deposit, they probably are. But you can generally trust Superhost, Eaton says. This is a badge hosts receive for consistently high user ratings, 4.8 and above, 10 or more bookings every year, and a speedy response rate. About 99% of the time, they don't cancel bookings. What to do if you've been scammed? If you paid with a gift card or wire transfer, here's why you shouldn't ever do that again. These payment methods are the same as sending cash. Once you send it, you have no way to get it back, Shore says. But if you paid with a credit card, be grateful. Both Airbnb and the bank that issued your credit card can likely provide at least some relief. Getting an Airbnb refund? Airbnb has a resolution center that allows refund requests both during and after your trip, working with your credit card company. It's one thing to find out that an amenity is less than promised or unavailable, much more serious if your financial data has been compromised as a result of a scam. Your bank needs to be alerted ASAP to protect you from future fraud and help you recover whatever was stolen, Eaton says, reminding people that credit cards offer significantly more protection than debit cards. Well, that's all we have time for today. This has been Bob Decker, volunteer reader at Sun Sounds of Arizona. Thanks for listening. A reminder that if you miss a program, you can get it on demand. You can also take Sun Sounds with you on our stream, on demand, or on the Sun Sounds app on your smartphone or home device.